We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kyler Bowie. It's Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. The Trump administration notified the university last week that it was cutting $21 million in federal funding for the university's Prairie Research Institute. The cuts occurred during the government shutdown, which has now reached its two-week mark. Last week, the Department of Energy notified the PRI that six of their grants were immediately terminated, according to Mark Miller, the institute's deputy director. U.S. Representative Nikki Buzinski, a university alum who represents the 13th Congressional District, visited the university yesterday morning to speak with researchers whose grants were terminated by the recent funding cuts.
It is really too soon to tell, but the $21 million in funding loss is going to have a tremendous impact, not just on the university and for the students, but also for our surrounding communities.
Miller said they did not yet know the full extent of how the funding loss would impact the PRI. More information on this story can be found in yesterday's corresponding Daily Illini article written by Avery Patterson. Federal officers have officially ordered university students serving in the Illinois National Guard to support the effort to deploy troops in Chicago. One student, not authorized to speak publicly, said that superiors had warned them of possible deployment and that it would come with short notice before they were ordered to report. The activation is a result of the ongoing lawsuit, which aims to block the deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago. Saturday, a federal appeals court ruled that the troops currently occupying Chicago will remain, but additional deployments are barred. As for students, activations like these become a major inconvenience. The students often have to rebuild their schedules after returning from deployment, which can hinder their academics. For more information, check out the developing story by Kasim Jatoy from the Daily Illini. On a lighter note, last night at the State Farm Center, fans of all ages came together to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Avatar: The Last Airbender through a stunning live orchestra performance. Featuring the original score by Emmy Award-winning composer Jeremy Zuckerman, the concert was brought to life by dazzling visuals and favorite scenes from the beloved series. The orchestra performed the show's most iconic musical moments in perfect sync with the on-screen scenes, from heartfelt reunions to breathtaking battles. Traditional Chinese and African instruments added a profound tone, capturing the show's cultural depth and emotional intensity. The concert included special video appearance from the original cast, exciting fans, old and new. The balance between nostalgic reflection and powerful orchestral sound made the evening not just a concert, but a beloved celebration of storytelling. The Fighting Illini women's soccer team will travel to Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. The game will be broadcast live on Big Ten Plus. Illinois has 12 wins on the year, making this one of its biggest seasons in program history. Illinois last had 12-plus wins in a season back in 2011. Illinois is coming off a 1-0 shutout win over Purdue, led by star redshirt junior goalkeeper Izzy Lee, who did not allow a single goal for her ninth game in the season. Sophomore forward Kayla Jackson scored the lone goal in this game in the ninth minute to propel the Illini to a victory. Illinois will carry its momentum forward against Northwestern in a crucial battle heading into the postseason. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out thedailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Avery Patterson, Kyler Bowie, Olivia Rebellon, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, this has been Kyler Bowie.